Okay, ready?
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
Eliezer.
Hi.
I've got a joke for you.
Okay.
Okay, now this is sports related.
Okay.
And how you feel about that?
Yeah.
Why did the basketball player wear a bib?
Why did the basketball player wear a bib? Because he was about to dunk.
What?
So, I don't know.
Okay, no.
Like dunk himself in a...
No. Close.
What?
Because he was always dribbling.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Solly.
Yes.
You know, I recently went on one of those mega ships and one of those Caribbean vacations.
Ooh.
You know, I love those, right?
Yeah, you're very fancy.
You know who else loves it?
No, I don't. Mr. Howell?
Tom Cruise.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Is that yours?
I made that up.
Wait, that wasn't like on a popsicle stick?
I did not Google that.
What?
Yeah.
You should put that out there.
I really should.
Yeah. I mean, you just did, but like in writing.
Right. Well.
Yeah.
That's trademarked.
Oh, okay.
Copywritten?
Do you need like a lawyer for that? Or?
I don't know.
Well, it's fine. I approve it.
Do you think we have any lawyers that listen to our show?
Many.
Okay.
Many. Not for the right reasons.
It's okay. We're Jewish.
Do you think they are? Hey, that's a stereotype. Doodle bomb. Doodle bomb.
I should smack you over the head, mister.
Guys. You look a little frazzled. Just get up.
Heyo.
I say Shmir.
Agree to disagree.
I mean, we love all Jews and all Shul.
We love all Shul. Okay, hold on. I'm there. Oh, you like those Mirabah.
David Hasselhoff, baby.
Oh, the Hoff.
It's That's okay, we're Jewish. Show. Because we are experts in everything we talk about.
Yeah, they're looking to us as a guiding light.
Solomon Lawrence Hess.
Guess who's back? Back again. Podcast back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
Mom's spaghetti.
That's
the same song, right?
Every song. That's his signature lyric.
Hey, before we start.
By the way, how is your mom's spaghetti?
You know what? I don't remember her making a lot of spaghetti growing up.
What? What'd you eat on Sunday nights? Did you watch Siskel and Ebert like I did?
There was a lot of... There was a lot of, what's that with the chicken that you fry?
Pasta.
Yeah, a lot of that. A lot of that.
Barely, you had fancy pasta.
Schnitzel.
Whoa.
Schnitzel. Whoa, you just shook the entire studio.
Schnitzel on a Sunday night?
Schnitzel Sundays.
Oh, my goodness. No, see, we'd have spaghetti. We'd watch Siskel and Ebert.
Really?
Oh, which part are you saying really to?
Siskel and Ebert.
I was their number one fan.
Yeah, yeah. Rest in peace.
See my thumbs?
Yeah.
That's because of them.
You didn't have them before that show.
No, took a lot of work.
Well, can I put the brakes?
Finish.
Okay, sorry.
So we didn't do meatballs.
No.
No meat, not on Sunday
I don't
night.
Like meatballs.
So what would go in the pasta if not for a meatball? A hot dog.
Ew.
No, it's great. Don't knock it till you try it.
I like meatballs. I don't like meatballs in my spaghetti. Like, what? I just want to separate.
Oh, you like the big like meatball on a plate?
No, or a Swedish meatball.
Oh, how do you say? Like
meatballs in Swedish?
Yeah.
I'm a little rusty.
No,
to be honest.
On. Once you learn, you never forget.
Okay, you ready?
I'm born ready.
Okay. Takalda.
And no. Meatball.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said arrowhead.
Hey, it's good to be back, man.
Yeah.
What a hiatus.
Can I please put the pause, though?
You can put the pause.
I'm putting the brakes on you. Just before we really get into this.
Yeah, I thought we were there.
I think this is not an apology episode. Although it should be.
No.
But there is, we do have to apologize to our fan.
Yeah.
Dove.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Dove. We're sorry, Dove.
He knows.
I mean, we were getting texts multiple times a day. Like, what's up, guys? Are you guys okay? I had the police at my house the other day.
What song should we sing? I'm trying to think of a great apology song.
I
think we've done that. I was dreaming of the past.
What is that?
John Lennon.
Oh.
Isn't it John Lennon?
I don't know.
It's from Look Who's Talking To.
Oh, really? That's your catalog of John Lennon songs?
Our top fan, Sasha Hess.
No, she
exactly
is not. I don't think she's even listened to one episode.
Yeah, don't do that, please. I have to go home later. Please, Sasha.
Sasha, if you
true.
Are listening this time because you were
when
forced
you
to,
listening,
go back to the beginning.
Sasha, thanks for being a top
There's
fan.
There's a lot of great episodes.
We love you. We know how much you love this show. Go on. So what were you saying? Oh,
to Dove.
To Dove and to Sasha. And the Blitzsteins.
What? Now, I don't think I've seen anything from the Blitzsteins.
What are you talking about?
Like what? One like on our Facebook?
Are you trying to get us canceled? What is your goal here?
I'm just saying, Dove.
What kind of apology
is this? I'm focusing on Dove. I just feel
Dove,
that.
Dove, we are sorry.
I think we hurt him.
Please forgive me.
You are such a cutie pie. Oh,
don't deny me.
Wow. That's Bon Jovi, right?
No, that's Bryan Adams.
Oh, ugh. You're good.
Tell me, have you ever really, 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 really
mashed potatoes?
Oh, you know it.
Do you? Right. I feel like you have a
you're
lot
not,
of song.
You're
in
not right. rusty at all. No. Yeah, it's yep. Hey,
what?
I know for the first few episodes Fine. Of this season, yeah. we weren't singing so
Should
much.
Should we
so.
Sing a little more for Dove?
I think.
What's Dove's favorite song?
Tell me, have you ever really?
No, I think he likes Jewish songs.
Bryan Adams is Jewish.
Is he?
Yeah, short
Just
for
of Adam?
Adamski.
Adam wasn't a Jew. Adam was the first man.
No, but Bryan was.
Don't you understand that?
Bryan was.
Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Adam and Chava.
Yeah.
They were the first people, right?
That's what I heard.
They were meant to be the ideal. People. Humanity. It wasn't Jews. Jews eventually came into the picture because, you know, oh, sorry, too much Torah. You're saying the ideal is a respect and love for all humanity, all of God's children. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you.
Can you appreciate that?
I can.
Sheesh.
By the way, guess what? I'm one of them. So shape up.
Okay, I'm working on it. Anyway, what do we do? Okay,
we're back.
Can we just get into it?
Could I just say one more thing?
I don't like saying we're back. Did we go anywhere?
Yeah.
We did. Yeah,
we did. But it's good to see you.
It is. I haven't seen you in months.
By the way, what do you think of the beard?
I don't like it.
I colored it in a little bit.
I know.
Getting
I can still,
gray.
But there's gray patches. Like you didn't.
I said I colored
Sasha,
it in a little bit.
Sasha, you got to do it a little bit more evenly next time.
Yeah?
Yeah. So yeah, we took a break.
We took a break. We needed
Not
to,
a yeshiva
like,
break.
We needed to retool.
Yeah. So we started off the season. We dove into, like, we're going to compete with the big guys.
Yeah.
We're going to do some hard hitting interview.
Yeah. We did.
We did.
We did some hard
No, we had some amazing truth is.
I enjoyed them.
I really did. We had some amazing people. We had Jody. We had the Bricks brothers. We had Marty. Did we have was that I think that's it.
That
right?
was it, yeah.
Yeah. We also had the recap of our lives, our like first recording. And it was great. We loved it, but what we missed was
each other. Yeah.
And Dope was complaining every single time. He's like, we need more of you guys. Now I gotta be I'm a humble guy. Like,
yeah.
I know what I'm good at. I know what I need to work on. But, like, I thought people didn't really care about us.
You thought once we brought guests on, they were like, oh, finally.
Finally, something yeah. with substance.
Yeah.
But we
other
actually,
people.
We got the other, like, we got the opposite. We got, like, we want more of you guys, which we appreciate.
Yeah. That's all I ever wanted was for people to ask
yeah.
for more of
Well, me. If we're being honest, though, like, I still... Like, I was, like, still a fan of the speakers, but, like, you also were kind of like, if I don't get to talk, meaning you, Sally, what's the point?
No, that's generally just, that wasn't podcast related. That was just
right.
you and me related.
Like, we both, yeah, like, we had to learn how to give room and space for other people.
Yeah.
Which was a really hard skill for
you.
You.
Yeah. No, I'm fine.
And we had to help other people shine. And it was good. I mean, the truth is, if you go back to those first few episodes, they were excellent.
Yeah, I believe they were, yes.
But... I don't know
I
that we were
it in my heart, and
yeah.
that's where.
And were we adding anything to the world? I think
were
we were.
Episodes.
They
Actually,
were.
I was running yeah. the other day
from
just from my past.
Oh, wow,
that was good.
Did you?
Huh?
Did you make it?
I'm here, aren't I?
You are.
So I actually listened to the Marty Haberer episode.
Oh, that's
I was
a good
running
one.
The other day, it's
he's
a great
amazing.
Line.
He's
awesome.
I like him a lot.
JCC. That's where he works.
Boca, right?
Yeah.
Actually, I think it's called like the, it's got a long name actually, and I don't remember.
Well, I don't want to tell everyone now. I want them to go back and listen to that episode.
Yeah, it was great. Really special episodes. And it doesn't mean we're not going to call people up and like
no.
bring some people into the
everyone
show.
Everyone listening, keep your phones on. You never
yeah,
know.
You never,
might be
right.
the next
I
guest.
I think that was also, that was kind of adorable. Like we yeah. would call people like midnight, randomly, not give them a heads up.
That's right.
People like that.
Yeah, like really scary. You
yeah.
know?
Be like, it's okay, we're Jewish, get up.
We'd also change our ringtones ahead of time. Yeah. Like we wouldn't tell them how we got into their homes to do that. Yeah. Anyway, so everyone be prepared.
Yeah, so we're going to go back to that. And
what were we doing while we were away? That's what I want to know.
Sally, what were you doing?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Well, I actually did go away recently. It
yeah.
was yeshiva break.
Yeah, but that's a whole episode, which we're actually decided not to do this year.
I can't say anything. I want to tell people what I did.
Fine.
We're not doing yeshiva break episode?
Well,
exactly.
Yeshiva break happened, so,
right, so
we could talk about it, but like, let's not pretend. Like, were you on yeshiva break for the last 3 months?
Well, no, but I was preparing.
Fine. What did you do over yeshiva? By the way, can you tell our listeners, our new non-Jewish listeners, because we have upped our...
Oh, you want to do an introduction of what this is? Fine, yeah. Let's start no, there. That,
yes, that's okay. A great idea. By the way, I didn't share with you, but we are actually number 18 in Tokyo.
What?
I know. You, I don't.
Why
I checked.
Didn't you tell me that?
I checked last night.
What is that with the exchange rate?
It's a lot.
Yeah. So we're higher up on the list.
It's a lot of yen. Is yen? Is that the right?
That's yeah.
Top Jewish podcast in Tokyo.
Awesome.
That's crazy.
That's really well. We're the top. We're number 18
well,
of
top
all podcasts.
18. Yeah. No. Well, top Jewish.
So we're not the top.
By the way, 18.
Hi.
Yeah. So yeah. So I looked it up. So we're still, even though we haven't been on the air.
That's
I
how
guess,
hungry they are for.
And there's a lot. I don't know if you've ever been to Tokyo. I have not.
No.
But I've seen.
I'm just waiting for our invitation now.
Yeah. But like, there's a lot going on in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Very very busy.
How and do you know that?
Because I've watched TV.
Oh.
And they're like, so you, they're like,
I would never have guessed.
And
that.
They're like, oh, what can I do? What can I do? I want to listen to It's Okay We're Jewish. All right. So what did you do during your shiver break?
Well,
did you go to Tokyo?
I'm so glad you asked. I ended up in a place called Las Vegas.
Oh.
Very quiet town.
It's actually pronounced Las Vegas.
Yeah. Exactly.
Vegas.
You've been there. It's very quiet. Not a lot going on.
No, it's a sleepy town.
Well, you know what I really respect about Las Vegas?
What?
They're really leading the way in saving energy.
Yes.
You know, like yes. You have to, like really, candlelight no. at night.
The outhouses.
Know? Yeah. So I thought that was very interesting. Almost like an Amish country.
Right.
Yeah.
But, well, that is actually
I had some ideas
the Amish
for them.
From.
You know, I asked them, you know, like they had a guy in there, Bugsy Siegel. He was a Jew.
Jew.
Yeah, he had some well, ideas.
We should have had
thrown
him.
Right out of town.
Should have had him on the podcast.
You know, but I like where he was going with that hotel idea.
Yeah, yeah.
So we ended up in Vegas, so we actually did.
Did you have a tent? Like it was enough for the whole family?
A yurt.
A yurt.
Oh. Yeah, I travel with a yurt at all times.
You know, we didn't explain to our listeners what our podcast is.
Oh, right. So let's go back. So what are we?
So
who are we?
We're It's Okay
Why
We're Jewish.
We?
Eliezer Jones, Sally Hess.
Hi.
And we started this podcast a while back.
Yeah.
Height of the pandemic. We were like.
No, that is not what happened.
That is what happened.
We did not start at the height of the pandemic. We started a year ago.
Yeah, which was the height in Florida. It took a while for people to realize.
What? Anyway, post-pandemic, we were like, hey, let's get back into it.
I don't even think we had the vaccines yet, buddy.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. We'll have to.
Last year.
Well, I remember we were on a phone call and we were like.
So maybe I should retell it?
Yeah. No. But we were like, things are bad. Anti-Semitism was up.
So Titanic had just come out.
Right.
In theaters.
Such a good movie.
And we're like, how do we top that?
Right. So we started this podcast.
Yes. It was many moons ago.
James Cameron, by the way, sponsored. Yeah.
I don't really want him to sponsor.
No.
Did you watch Avatar?
I didn't.
I can't.
Avatar 1, I enjoyed.
With the glasses? You wore the 3D glasses?
I think I did, actually.
I can't. I
don't like 3D glasses.
All it took was for one friend to tell me. I saw it. I barfed right after. I puked my brains out because of the 3D. And I'm like, no, thanks.
So did you watch the underwater one? The new one?
Yeah, Aquaman was great. Yeah, it was really good.
All right, bottom line, this podcast is the joy of Judaism.
This podcast is the joy of Judaism. We're like, hey, we have joy in our hearts.
Yeah.
Let's share it with the
world. So, and it started the first season, just Sally and I schmoozing about different topics of Judaism, occasionally calling people. It was awesome. Season two started with, we're going to interview people, and we're back to our old format.
Our roots.
Our roots. Yeah. Our roots. Our roots. Our roots are on fire. We don't need no stinking fertilizer. Is that the song?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. I like the roots, by the way.
Good.
You ever, the root,
I love the
not
roots.
Not the roots on...
On Tonight Show.
Well, they're really good, but there's actually a group called Roots, and I don't remember any of their songs, but it was good. It was like a while ago.
A different group?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think so. Unless it was them, and then I don't really know. I think it's just called Roots, not The Roots.
Mm. Okay.
And there's also that Canadian sweatshirt company.
They're from Canada.
The Roots?
Yeah.
Are they?
No, the company.
The company, yeah. Okay, so that's what we're doing. And what is yeshiva break?
Well, yeshiva break is winter break for the Jewish day school system. And it's not in December. It's generally, well, some schools have it in December.
You know,
but
our friend Arnie?
Arnie Samlin?
Yeah.
Rabbi Arnie Samlin?
Yeah.
Yes. You know him?
He takes a very strong, he's trademarked that it is just the extended Christmas break.
Okay.
For Jewish day schools.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah, I mean, technically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So instead of December, they have it usually the end of January. Right. So my kids had off, your kids had off. So we both.
Yeah, this year was like, it was a little, there was like a California one, a Chicago
yeah,
one, a New York one.
Up. But generally it's towards the end of January. So right. We traveled to Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh,
went to
is that in
Wolf
Ireland?
Lodge. Yeah. Yeah, you're really hitting it on the head
today.
Wow. You're
that's a long
man
flight.
Of the world.
Is that a long flight?
You know, I took a.
When you were there, did you watch Raising Arizona?
Raising Arizona.
Yeah, that's a Scottish. It was a Scottish film festival.
Yeah, with Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, Lord Nicolas Cage.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, you didn't. You're not rusty at all.
Woo. Okay.
So we traveled to Scottsdale. We went to Great Wolf Lodge, which is a genius hotel. That's amazing. Indoor water park.
How many did you kill?
How many wolves?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it. It was okay. I didn't not as many as I wanted to.
This
I,
was the
know,
trip.
I practiced.
This was the trip to get the kids involved with the hunting.
Yeah. Hunters and gatherers. That's our goal here.
Yeah.
So we actually stayed right around the corner from Kitchen 18. Kitchen 18 is a they're not a sponsor yet.
Is that
I want to tell you something.
Kosh?
No, it's a kosher restaurant. Now listen.
Is it Kosh?
You and I live in Florida.
We do.
A lot of people come from all around the world, the East Coast. Well, I guess we're on New York. And they travel
down
here.
This is not the East Coast. This is Florida.
We're in Florida. So the restaurants during yeshiva break here are packed.
This is the time they make the most of their money for the year.
It's insane.
And we appreciate all those who come.
But that's true for other places as well. For example, Kitchen 18, they had a sign on the door kind of prepping people for what they're about to experience. It's yeshiva break. It's going to be packed. Please
really?
Be patient. Yes.
Arizona is a go-to place for yeshiva break?
I was there.
That's why I asked the question.
Well, listen to me. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Genius move here.
Yeah.
Instead of waiting for your food, you know, getting upset, you know what they did?
They don't deliver it at all.
They
you have to make
all it. All-you-can-eat buffet.
Oh.
With so many different items. And that was it. So you don't have to wait. You get your plate. You get your food. You eat.
But
you
how much time from line to food? Like, how long did that take?
Well, we got there at around 5 o'clock.
Oh.
There was no line.
Well, because you're from Florida. Early bird special.
Yeah, there was no line.
Amazing.
Plenty of food. It was delicious. Rabbi Jordan Broomer, he's the owner. Fantastic.
What kind of food are we talking about here?
Okay. I'm glad you asked. I was going to tell you anyway.
Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Were there waffles?
This was for dinner.
Okay.
Okay.
Were there waffles?
Mongolian beef.
Oh, it's like a Chinese place.
Hold on. Oh. Schnitzel.
Oh, it's Jewish. It's a Jewish place.
Sliders.
Wow.
Spaghetti.
Oh, well, your favorite. With meatballs or no?
I don't think so. No. There was like a what is it called? Bolognese?
Like a sauce?
Is that what bolognese is? I've never I'm always looking for the bologna.
Right.
Always.
I don't know what
it's like mesquite barbecue chips. Like why just is it barbecue?
Is
there bologna in there or is it just spaghetti and marinara sauce?
I actually don't know what you're talking about right now.
It's just come on, don't confuse and they had a huge bowl of salad. Huge.
What do you mean a bowl? Just a bowl or like
a big bowl in the middle of salad.
That everyone can take from.
Yeah, I didn't.
Was there a sneeze guard?
So it was outside. Was outdoors. You had to walk outside.
So the hope is if you sneezed, the wind would blow it away.
Well, there was another sign. When you sneeze, please look up.
What do you mean outside? It's Arizona.
Yeah. It was cold.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's chilly.
Okay.
Chilly.
Was there chili on the menu?
No, but that would have been great.
That would have been good.
Yeah.
So you enjoyed it. And it was so all you can eat?
I said that at the beginning.
You did? I didn't hear
it
that.
Was great. Very affordable. Anyway, we, Great Wolf Lodge, then.
What about drinks? You had to buy drinks.
Hmm.
All you can drink?
No, I did have I had a Coke Zero.
Was there bread, pita, what? I just tell me the whole story.
There's no pita. There was no pita, but the sliders, there were bread. There was bread.
Okay.
Anyway.
Sounds delicious.
So we went to Great Wolf Lodge. Then we drove
to the
Grand Canyon.
Did you go into the...
Grand Canyon.
Hold on, shush. Did you go into the tube thing where it drops you?
No. We just watch people do that. I can't do that. I did that last year. We went to the Great Wolf Lodge.
I remember that.
LaGrange, Georgia.
Right, I remember that.
Apparently, this is who we are.
So you don't do the tube. You don't do ATVing. Okay. So a lot that you
know
don't,
what?
You don't really like...
When we get to the trauma episode, I'll tell you about ATVing. Then we drove to the Grand Canyon.
I hear it's big.
It's grand. It's
huge.
Amazing. And it was snowy. It was great. And we
did you go in it like on a donkey or you just looked?
A what?
You can go on a donkey down the
A what?
A donkey.
You said donkey.
Did you not understand?
I did. Clarify,
donkey,
please.
Donkey.
Excuse me?
There's no difference.
No, we just watched and we took pictures.
Probably a mule, actually.
It was a lot of fun. And then we drove to Henderson, Nevada. And that was my
yeshiva
break.
Is that near Las Vegas?
Yeah, it's close to Las Vegas. It's great.
That sounds like a great trip. Did the kids have a good time?
They had a great time. It was awesome. We had so much fun.
And this was flying and driving and flying?
We flew to Scottsdale, rented a car, drove to Grand Canyon.
Were you nervous flying overseas?
What?
To Scottsdale.
Yeah, it's great. No, it's fine. It's fine. Great pilots. I flew Frontier Airlines for the first time.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
And you won't go on an ATV?
Dude,
oh
trauma, trauma,
God.
Trauma.
All right.
How was your break?
Okay. It was.
I want you to know.
Yeah.
After this interruption, I'm not going to interrupt. I'm setting a good example. A light unto the nation.
Got to give the people what they want.
I'm not saying anything.
Okay, Yeshiva
Bread.
You can't
make me interrupt.
I've been planning this for a long time. As you know, as you may or may not know, I love cruising. Do you know that?
Yeah, you and Tom.
Me and Tom. And by the way, I don't know, between the last episode, a lot's happened. I actually started a Facebook group for those kosher cruisers who just love to cruise and want to talk about...
What is that?
It's called Kosher Cruise Life.
Oh, what kind of group?
Facebook.
What is that?
It's like this new thing. I think the TikTok company came up with it.
Oh, that's very nice.
It's Chinese.
Oh. Not from Tokyo.
Yeah. Oh, the Chinese, by the way.
Oh, that's, you said it was Japan.
No, well, I'm not talking about Tokyo. I'm talking about China.
Okay.
And the balloon and the TikTok and the this. Oh, yeah. Gewalt. Anyway, so Kosher Cruise Life, it's a Facebook group just for people who love to cruise but who also keep kosher and, you know, really also enjoy airplane food. So we had a lot of fun on that. Anyway, we went on the, most of the entire family, four of my five kids and my wife and I, we went on a Carnival cruise, which I got to be honest, I've been on Royal, I've been on Norwegian, and I was hesitant to go on Carnival because I've heard all these like party stories and like, is that really going to be where it's great for my family? But we went on a brand new ship called the Celebration.
Nice.
It's ginormous, almost as big as the Grand Canyon.
Wow.
I think it holds 5,500 passengers, and it was full. And it went to the Caribbean. We had an amazing time. And I'm going to give a shout out. Besides the actual excursions and the Caribbean and being in the ocean, and you know, I love it and all the shows, I don't think I've ever felt as comfortable being Jewish on a cruise line that I did on Carnival. So I know like Royal right now has this fresh kosher program. It's all this like, you know, buffet food makes it a lot easier. But I have to say Carnival, like they do the, you know, the frozen packaged food, like all the lines do, most of the lines. The food was actually pretty good, but the executive chef came up to us the first night and said, I noticed you ordered kosher. What can I do to make your, you know, your dining experience better? And he gave us a list. It was a list of all the kosher ingredients on the ship. He brought us and a few other families down into the galley.
That's so
and
nice.
And showed us that they have a separate kitchen for kosher. And every day we'd show up at the dining room, they already had all the plastic and paper stuff out for us. Like they didn't do, normally when I go on other cruises, we sit down and they take all the stuff away and then they put down the paper. It was all ready for us. He would send fruits to our room every day. Like just a
basket
of fruits.
Nice.
No extra cost.
Do you think he did that for everybody?
Well, I think he did it for the kosher cruisers. And I asked him at one point, I'm like, you know, I hope we're not being so, you know, you know, we're very comfortable with what everything is being offered. And he's like, we don't want to be any trouble. And he goes, are you kidding me? My job is to make sure that every diner is having a great experience. So it gives me joy if I can help you in any way. And I have to tell you, it was amazing. By the way, they gave us a room for chakras for davening every morning. And on Shabbos, they actually gave us the piano bar.
That's really nice.
And without like any weirdness.
Very accommodating.
Like, it was unbelievable. So just a big shout out to the Carnival Celebration.
Have you found that on other cruises to that extent?
No.
So usually you have to like hide your Judaism?
Well, no, I don't hide my Judaism anywhere. But, and they're also Royal. They're very accommodating. I just never seen such a proactive approach. Like usually you have to go up and you ask people and they'll work with you. They're amazing staff on these cruises. So I don't want to say that like one's worse than the other, but I've just never experienced the proactive approach.
That's really
that was
nice.
Really, really nice and kind. And
you
I gotta
were
say,
there for how long?
It was a whole week. The Carnival, by the way, the people were amazing. They were so
okay,
nice.
So what do you do about nausea?
So I don't get nauseous.
Can you hear me?
When I was in sixth grade, I went on a cruise and I threw up. I had to get a shot from the medical, from the doctor. We got so sick. But now what I'll do is I feel a little nauseous on the first day. I'll take some Dramamine. And I actually have a special medication that as soon as I feel nauseous, I take it. And that's it. Usually after the first day, I'm done.
What's it called?
I don't remember.
Slivovitz?
Yeah. Yeah. The special plum one.
Is there another?
Anyway, here's the bottom line. It's okay to be Jewish. It's okay to be Jewish on a cruise. It's okay to be Jewish in Scottsdale, Ireland. you know, like, we got to be proud. And I think, by the way, that maybe, you know, and we can end on this, Ollie, is that maybe...
We're done?
Well...
How long have we been talking? Oh, that's a sizable episode.
We're not done.
We're just getting started.
This is like kind of a reintroduction to season two. And we're going to jump right into our next episode. But I think... The whole idea is like, it's okay to be Jewish. I think, you know, we both work with teenagers. We work with community people. I think we have to do a better job of supporting our fellow Jews to feel comfortable being Jewish wherever they are, whoever they are, however they are. We should feel comfortable walking in the world as Jews and being proud to let people know.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
There's something you're missing here.
What?
Our role in that.
The podcast.
Yes. I'm thinking more of a Kiddush Hashem versus a Chilul Hashem.
Sure. So
what are those?
Well, a Kiddush Hashem is when you're sanctifying God's name, right? When a Jew does something and someone goes, wow, look at that Jew doing a good thing. And they're like, wow, you know, they believe in God. God must be holy. Good. And of course, the opposite. I have to tell you, and I don't want to call anybody out, but I'm on a lot of chats on cruises. And I heard some crazy stories about the Royal Caribbean, Yeshiva Week cruise.
Yeah, I heard some stories as well.
Yeah. So, by the way, just so you know how it works, it's an amazing program. Royal Caribbean's amazing. They have to have at least 300 people who sign up who are kosher, and they do this whole fresh kosher, which is like hot food, delicious food, yummy. And then, of course, all the other Jews that came. But I had heard some really stories of Chilul Hashem. I'm sure, by the way, outweighed by Kiddush Hashem.
We need to sanctify the name. Not desecrated.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we're human too.
Sorry for being so upset.
We're human too, and we make mistakes and we do cuckoo things. But I think when we're Jews and we're putting ourselves out in the world, we got to do it in a positive way. And if we don't, you know, we can hopefully admit that we made a mistake. But ultimately, as Jews, we are supposed to be a light unto nations. But I guess what I'm saying is that I want to live in a world where it's okay to be Jewish. I want to live in a world where we're comfortable being Jewish. And by the way, I want to live in a world where it's okay to be Muslim and it's okay to be Catholic and Christian or secular.
I think you're speaking of tolerance.
Yes, tolerance. Like, we have to tolerate, not even, by the way, I hate to say this. Maybe I'm going to get, you know, in trouble for this. I hate the term tolerance. It's a necessity. We have to tolerate difference first, but I prefer acceptance. You know, we have to be able to tolerate something that we're uncomfortable with so we can get to acceptance. And I want to live in a world that is accepting of others. I want to live in a world where we're accepting of Jews and however they want to practice and whatever place they are in their journey. And I want to accept others of other religions and other people.
Heal the world. Make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. What's that?
I don't know. It's a little jingle I've been.
Oh, you're very. Thank you. I'm glad we restarted this podcast.
So listen,
not restarted. I shouldn't have said that. I'm glad we.
Well, I'm glad we came back. It was like I had to rope you back in.
We didn't cancel anything.
If it wasn't for Dove, we wouldn't be here.
That's not fine. That's true.
Let's just end on this. It's okay to be Jewish.
It's okay.
And it's okay to be you.
Mm.
It's okay to be you. And if we can put that as a framework in how we look at other people, it's okay to be whoever you are. And we're going to love you and accept you because we don't know what someone's going through. We don't know where they are in their journey.
Hey, if you feel like you're down and out and left out and it's not okay to be Jewish, give us a call. What's our number again?
It's Okay We're Jewish podcast on Apple and Spotify.
What's the phone number?
It's Okay We're Jewish.
Oh, they got it.
Remember like in the 80s, it'd be like, hey, call Leo's Carpet at Leo's Carpet Funtown City.
No, 777. Film.
No, but it was always like complicated because it was like, no, some people had like these long names, but there's only seven numbers.
So I think we should just give them our real number.
We don't have a phone number.
327-472.
Okay, now somebody's going to like.
I didn't finish, so it's okay. We'll tell you more next time. Eliezer. It's great to be back. Can I get a high five?
I wear my sunglasses at night so I can say.
Welcome back.
It's okay, we're Jewish.